Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Maisa Sharva Yosem Merboim Zog. There was a Maisa where more than 40 pairs passed by to go, and they were going to give Edus that there was a new moon. V'ikvon Rabbi Akiva Belud. And Rabbi Akiva stopped them in Lud. They shouldn't continue and be Machal Shabbos, because since it's so obvious there are 40 pairs, and they were all could see each other, it was so obvious there's no need to go to Yerushalayim, because if 40 pairs would have seen this outside Yerushalayim, so obviously in Yerushalayim they saw this too. So Rabbi Akiva stopped them from being Mechal Shabbos. It's actually not so pashut that this is Rabbi Akiva. Taisi Santif brings the other day that's brought that it wasn't Rabbi Akiva, it was somebody that was in charge of, it was some kind of officer that was in charge. But that was this day, not to continue. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel sent to him, Imma Akivatas Rabbim, if you're going to prevent the Rabbim from giving Edus, Nimtsesa Machshilun La'asalovo. Then it's going to come out that in the future you're going to cause them to stumble, which means that if you're going to stop them from giving Edus and being Mechal Shabbos, then in the future they're going to say, you know what, why should I go and be Mechal Shabbos? I probably shouldn't, because Mistama, there's somebody else that saw the new moon. And they're not going to realize that it may not be true, and you're going to prevent somebody from giving testimony on the new moon. So even if it's so clear and obvious, still everybody should go and be Mechal Shabbos if you saw the new moon. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel.